USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More tragic coronavirus numbers. 500,000 deaths worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University. About one-fourth of those, more than 125,000, have been reported in just the United States. Florida is seeing a spike. Governor Ron DeSantis says young people who go out are a big factor.
If you're in one of those younger groups, you know, make sure that you're behaving in ways that aren't going to put someone who's more vulnerable at risk.
KNX reporter Emily Valdez says California's governor is reimposing restrictions because the state is seeing a surge in cases.
LA is one of seven California counties where bars are being ordered to shut down. Bars are being recommended to close in eight counties, including San Bernardino, Riverside, and Ventura. Bars have been identified by the Public Health Department as the highest risk sector of non-essential businesses currently open.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell me he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Amid a wave of calls for statues to come down and names to be changed because of racist connotations, California Democrats are now calling for the renaming of a well-known airport because the famous actor it was named after is considered to be a racist. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
They want to change the name of John Wayne Airport in Orange County, saying that the late actor was a racist and a homophobe.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
The move comes after a controversial interview with Playboy magazine by the legendary actor in 1971 resurfaced and made the rounds on social media. In it, Wayne does appear to voice opinions about homosexuality, African Americans, and Native Americans that are considered racist and homophobic. Local Democrats are pressing the County Board of Supervisors to change the name of the airport back to its original name, which was Orange County Airport. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some musicians are filing cease and desist orders against President Trump for using their music without permission. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The Rolling Stones are threatening President Donald Trump with legal action for using their songs at his rallies despite numerous cease and desist orders. The Stones said in a statement that their legal team is working with music rights organization BMI to stop their material in Trump's re-election campaign. The Stones also said if Donald Trump disregards the exclusion and persists, he will face a large lawsuit for breaking the embargo and playing music that has not been licensed. The Stones had complained during Trump's 2016 campaign about the use of their music to fire up his conservative base. Other artists have complained about having their music associated with Trump events. The family of the late rock musician Tom Petty said that it's issued a cease and desist order after Trump used the song I Won't Back Down in Tulsa. Grammy Award-winning musician Neil Young lashed out at Trump in 2018 after hearing one of his songs played against his wishes during Trump's pre-midterm campaign rallies. For USA Radio News,
the FDA said a bagged salad mix may be responsible for sickening more than 200 people. The agency said the product has been linked to a tiny parasite called Cyclospora. The FDA said you should throw away any bagged salad mix in question. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.